When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmates it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. From San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Caspick, this is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout and receive a discount of up to $100. Coming up on today's show, there's a lot we can get into. Farhan Zaidi has said that it's a high priority for the Giants to hire a GM, and so we'll talk about that. We've also got 10 managerial candidates written about by John Shea of the San Francisco Chronicle, so we'll look at some of those names and discuss whether or not we think those are the names to be paying attention to. And then we've also got Farhan Zaidi talking about being conflicted at the team's approach at the trading deadline. So jumping right into it, I think this whole general manager thing being a, quote, high priority is really significant because it's entirely possible that the Giants could hire a GM before they hire a manager, especially because the GM is going to have a functional and positive relationship with any new manager. And so to get a GM on board ASAP has to be a high priority, and that's exactly what Farhan Zaidi said. I happen to agree with Alex Pavlovich, who speculates that the A's assistant GM, Billy Owens, who worked in Oakland with Zaidi, could have the inside track for the job. He was considered last year, but the reason the Giants didn't end up hiring a GM last year, just like the Dodgers, by the way, was that the process took into November for Zaidi to even agree to come to the Giants. And by that point, it was late in the offseason to start the process of looking for a candidate to fill that role. Teams have permission windows where they essentially will allow their employees to go out and interview for other jobs, typically only if those jobs are promotions. And to start that process in mid-November is late. And so, of course, now it's early October and the Giants are undoubtedly already going through that process. So now it's not so late. So that's why they didn't end up hiring a GM last offseason, and they very, very likely will this offseason. And I just wouldn't be surprised if that's what ends up happening before they end up hiring a new manager. So then John Shea of the San Francisco Chronicle wrote an article about 10 possible managerial candidates to take over as Giants manager in 2020. And the names mentioned are Hensley Mullins and Ron Wotus first, which obviously they are actually candidates, so that's not speculation at all. But then beyond that, he lists Raul Ibanez, Eric Chavez, Bob Melvin, Mark Kotze, Joe Maddon, Ron Washington, Bob Guerin, and Stephen Vogt. He also just kind of throws out Josh Bard, Mark Loretta, Omar Vizquel, Joe Girardi, and Ryan Christensen. So some of these names I think are legitimate, but others just are kind of the expected names that have managed in the past or that aren't really going outside the box at all. So Raul Ibanez, I believe it was Alex Pavlovich, reported that Ibanez was a candidate for the Giants. So that doesn't surprise me. Ibanez is well-respected in the game, has a great personality and a great reputation, commands the respect of players as a former very good baseball player, is, I believe, at least bilingual in Spanish and English. And he's worked in the Dodgers front office, where he undoubtedly had a relationship with Farhan Zaidi. So I might even consider Raul Ibanez the favorite at this point to be the next Giants manager. John Shea reports that he was a finalist for the Rays managing job 5 years ago before withdrawing his name. So I do think Ibanez is definitely a top candidate, potentially. I cannot really picture Bob Melvin leaving the A's to come manage the Giants. And I just also think that, and maybe this is a false assumption, but I just envision Farhan Zaidi wanting to put his own personal stamp on this organization by making a unique hire, someone who hasn't necessarily managed before. So if you just steal away Bob Melvin from the A's, it's kind of a boring move. And I also just kind of can't see Bob Melvin doing that. John Shea says he'd be perfect, old school enough to earn respect from players, and new school enough to collaborate with the front office and understand and apply analytics. I don't think there's much of a chance there. So we don't need to break down every single guy on this list, but I just think the guys who really do make sense are potentially Mark Kotze and Raul Ibanez from this list. I do think Farhan Zaidi will prioritize diversity in these hires as well. So some of the names on this list don't really fit that mold. Worth noting, too, that John Heyman of MLB Network said a few days ago on Twitter that Pedro Grifol is on the Giants manager list and is expected to get an interview. He's the Royals quality control coach and catching coach, and he's also a candidate in Kansas City. It was Heyman who also linked them to Mark Kotze. So according to Heyman and Pavlovich and what Zaidi said, we have a list of Mullins, Wotus, Ibanez, Kotze, and Grifol. So that's five guys, and Zaidi said the list was expected to be 8 to 10 candidates in total. So we'll continue to update any new names that get mentioned on this list, but obviously there are some more other than these five guys that we should expect them to be interested in. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll just reflect on these comments by Farhan Zaidi about struggling with the decision the Giants made at the deadline, the direction they went, and how he talked about losing sleep and alternating the reason for his loss of sleep on various nights. Everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite team or seeing your favorite band in person. I want to talk about the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, where you can attend these shows and events and earn credit towards attending your next live event through Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price, section, row, sit exactly where you want to sit, all through the Vivid Seats app. And what makes them really stand out here is their Vivid Seats loyalty program, which allows you to earn credit back through something called Vivid Seats Rewards. You can download the Vivid Seats app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. You can attend the biggest concerts, the hottest games, postseason games, theater shows, and more. Download the app, automatically join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today, and make a memory that lasts a lifetime, and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. If you enter special promo code POSTSEASON at checkout, you can earn a discount of up to $100. We talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product, and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BLUEchew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about these comments by Farhan Zaidi about being conflicted over the team's deadline approach. So I believe these comments originally came out in his podcast with Alex Pavlovich the other day, or close to a week ago. And Zaidi said, quote, "I feel like I alternate nights losing sleep about not potentially buying at the deadline and trying to improve our chances this year, or selling more at the deadline and setting ourselves up better for 2020 and going forward." So that was in response to a question asked about if he had any regrets in his first season as the president of baseball operations for the Giants. And those are some honest comments. But I do think he's not necessarily giving himself enough credit, or at least the way that those comments can be portrayed doesn't really give him credit for the job he did do at the deadline. I think if they totally stood pat and didn't do anything, then those comments would be justified. But they actually did do a little bit of both, and so he's only saying that he might potentially think that he regrets not doing more in one direction. But I think ultimately he's just saying that, and he actually did as good of a job as you could possibly have done in that scenario. The team had played well enough to justify not totally just throwing in the towel and giving up on 2019. And I don't think that would have been popular with the players or with Bochy or with the media or with the fans. And that all matters. And we can act as if that doesn't matter and he should have just done it anyway. But the backlash would have been tremendous. You would have had players sounding off to the media about how awful the front office is being for giving up on them when they weren't giving up on themselves and they were in contention. And then if they didn't make the postseason, which they didn't anyway, you would have had people blaming Farhan Zaidi for giving up a chance at making the postseason. And then if they had gone all in to buy at the deadline instead and not sold at all, then my camp and people like me would be coming on and saying that that didn't really make sense to try to go after the short term with such a flawed roster that isn't set up well for the future. So as it was, I thought it was beautifully done, and the consensus around the industry was in agreement that the Giants and Farhan Zaidi at the trade deadline walked a fine tightrope and did it phenomenally with buying and selling. You know, the trade for Mauricio Dubon was almost like a buy and a sell all at once, because Dubon seemed to improve their current middle infield situation, and it set them up very much in the long term more than they were before that deal was made. Because Pomeranz, I mean, he finished out the year in Milwaukee and now he's a free agent again. So really the deal now is like Mauricio Dubon for Ray Black, which I think the Giants would take that deal 10 times out of 10. And then Sam Dyson ended up getting hurt and he's going to miss most of 2020 potentially. And they got Jalen Davis and a few other interesting prospects as well back in that deal. Also acquired Scooter Jeanette, who I thought had some upside. It didn't turn out well, but it was very low risk and he provided some improvement over Joe Panik potentially. So the real question is just, should they have traded Will Smith and Madison Bumgarner? And maybe the answer is yes, but at the same time, I have enough confidence in his abilities to just continue to make good moves that he can overcome the loss of whatever potential acquisitions they could have made by dealing those two. And we've just seen in recent deadlines that rental players just simply do not get that much back in return. So they'll be fine. I just don't think that not trading those two at the deadline somehow set them back significantly for the future. It was worth the chance at trying to make a run in 2019, and they had a legitimate chance right around that time. Their odds were about 10% of making the postseason, and to me, that's just worth it. If you've got a chance that late into the year, heading into August, you just want to take advantage of it without hurting yourself in the future. You don't want to sacrifice the future for it too much. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow, talking more about the Giants' managerial search, their search for a GM, possibly some other names to include on that list that so far we just are really going with a speculation about Billy Owens. Also hope to talk about some postseason games as we move forward in this 2019 MLB postseason. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.